About a week ago, I received an email from a guy looking to start his own webcomic. And he was having trouble finding his own voice and his own art style. And he was wondering if I had any advice for him. And I've been trying to figure out how to answer this email. And I was originally going to write back to him, but I decided that I couldn't think of a good way to sum up everything. And plus, I just didn't feel like typing everything. So I'm just going to answer this through an audio blog. And this is going to be one of many. There's no way I'm going to be able to sum this up in 5 minutes. So this is going to be a real meandering attempt to answer this question. Because this is something that I've been dealing with for decades. I knew I wanted to be a cartoonist ever since I was a little kid. But I didn't have a voice and I didn't have an art style. So I know where this guy's coming from. And you have the desire, but you don't know where to go. You know, a blank sheet of white paper is a pretty daunting thing. So this, I'm going to attempt to answer this, and I'm really going to try to avoid those fluff answers. The answers that, yeah, it's an answer, but it doesn't really help you. Those, you know, the kind of, you know, believe in yourself. Well, okay, great. You know, that's true. But it doesn't help me at all. So I'm going to try my best to avoid that and give you actually concrete stuff. Because I hate that when you hear that kind of stuff. You're like, no, I need actual real advice. So let's go. I'm going to go backwards. I'm going to go with art style first. And then I'm going to go to writing style. Technically, the writing should come first and then you draw it. You know, the idea should come first and then the artwork will come next. But I'm going to go backwards. So let's start with art style. Now, art style, I don't know if this is going to help you, this breakdown, but I'm going to say it anyway. But the art style for a comic strip could be broken down into three things. It's based off desire, ability, and time. Desire is what you want the strip to look like. Ability is what you're actually able to draw. And time is kind of your ability to draw within a certain amount of time. So, your desire. So your desire could be, you know, I want it to look like, you know, Gary Trudeau, who draws Doonesbury. I like his kind of semi-realistic cartoony style. Or it could be, I don't want to use bad strips for examples, but, you know, Calvin and Hobbes has a cartoony style that, while it's very cartoony, everything does have, it feels like every line is exactly where it needs to be. You know, he's got that, Bill Watterson has a real weird way of, like, if you look at his stuff, it's kind of scribbly and kind of sketchy, and yet it all kind of looks perfect at the same time. But yeah, there's going to be that desire of, like, do I want it to be very cartoony? Do I want it to be semi-realistic? Do I want it to be very realistic? And then ability is like how good of an artist are you really, you know? I think pretty much everyone, most artists are very critical of their work, but deep down you know what you can and can't draw. You know what your strengths are. And then time is the big problem is, you know, I mean, I could draw an amazingly beautiful strip if I had a month to draw every strip. You know, problem is I draw mine 5 days a week, so my art style has to be kind of quick and easy. So those are three things that to kind of keep in mind. I'm not sure how helpful that is to know that. I mean, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir, like probably everyone who's trying to be a cartoonist understands the desire, ability, time kind of conundrum. I don't know if that's helpful, but it's something I thought of, and I thought I'd just throw it out there. But these are like three things that I've kind of thought about making different comic strips, you know. You know, there's something I'm shooting for, there's what I'm actually able to do, and then I have to figure out, well, how, you know, I need to find a style that is fast enough that I could actually do it on a regular basis and I can still meet my update schedule.